This is Sarah Laughling from the NSPCC. You're listening to Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM.
Yes, it is. It's Phoenix FM with me, Stuart Pink, and I'm very excited to be joined on the phone, zooming onto the show, Sarah Laughling from the NSPCC. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Stuart. How are you?
I'm well. Merry very nearly Christmas.
It's so nearly Christmas. I'm very excited.
Oh, you decked the halls with boughs of holly. Do we do that anymore? Is that a thing?
Not in our household, we don't.
But put a tree up. A bit more traditional.
We have our tree. And we've got a wreath at the door.
Oh, yes. Did you do the, I think last time we spoke, there was a wreath making
yes, extraordinary. That's right. Yeah, so I've decorated my wreath with holly, a bit of fern, a couple of cones.
Oh, very nice. The pine cone classic. I'd have to send you a picture of ours. I've not managed to persuade Mum to let me put a Lego man on it just yet. However, I'm thinking I might just sneak out there and put it on Christmas Eve.
Oh,
Lego yeah. Santa or a stormtrooper, maybe. I don't know. But yeah.
It's Christmas. You can do anything you want.
Exactly. A time for kids, right? Christmas.
Yes, and we are all big kids at heart.
Indeed we are. Especially at the NSPCC. What has been going on lately, Sarah?
What's been going on? Well, this is our busy period. So lots of fundraising events have been happening throughout December. So we're really grateful for all of our volunteers and supporters. But the most important thing is, you know, our services and being there for children over this festive period. So yes, Childline, you know, Childline is the service that children and young people need most over the Christmas period. Especially this time of year, many children contact us all year round, you know, as you know, and there'll be children and young people listening to our show now. And they talk to us about all sorts of problems, worries they might have, and this might be to do with their mental health, you know, abuse or something that's going on, or feelings of isolation can really impact them throughout the Christmas time. You know, loneliness, family problems are heightened this time of year, sadly. Many children and young people spending more time at home, you know, they might be cut off from the school and their usual support networks over the Christmas period. And that might be really, really tough for young people. So we'll always be there for them at Childline. You know, we're there for them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It doesn't matter that Christmas Day, Boxing Day, it doesn't matter. We'll be there for children whenever they need us.
So there's no shutdown for Christmas or anything like that. You are open throughout the whole time.
There's no shutdown for us. And, you know, we rely on just wonderful volunteers that give up Christmas Day and Boxing Day all throughout Christmas to be there for children and young people. So, thank you to those volunteers.
Exactly. A genuinely amazing thing to do, to be there on Christmas Day and all throughout. So just a quick reminder, Sarah, what's the number for Childline if somebody wants to call them?
Okay, so for all the children, young people out there that do need, you know, someone to talk to, it's a really, really easy number. It's 0800 11 11. And I'm sitting here now talking to you, doing my little hand movements because we've got a really easy way to remember it. So it's nice and easy. 0800 11 11.
We're going to have to get you to do a little video we can put on the website with the hand signal.
Exactly. I'm doing it to you on the Zoom. So, yeah.
It is cool.
We've also, Stuart, we've also got our Christmas TV, Christmas appeal. So people might see an advert for NSPCC on TV, and it's called Here for Children. And that will tell people a bit more about what we're doing, being there for children over Christmas as well. So look out for our TV advert.
Excellent. On the silver screen. Did you get a starring role, presumably, Sarah, front and centre?
Yeah.
So you are obviously a Childline volunteer as well as the work you do to promote the NSPCC and fundraise. What is it? What can you tell us a bit about the role that a Childline volunteer counsellor gets up to?
What do we get up to? So I know. So there's probably around 1,200 trained volunteer counsellors who give up their time, provide, you know, the service for children. The service is slightly adapted over the pandemic. We used to be there, you know, for children that wanted to call children from landlines or their phone, their mobile phones. We have the one-to-one chat, so children and young people can contact us through one-to-one chats online. And also now, and it's been going for a year now, children and young people can email us. And so they can email a Childline counsellor that way as well. So any way a young person wants to get hold of us, they can do that. And we'll always be there for children, young people. It doesn't matter what problem, nothing is too big or too small. And we'll always be there for them and to support them, give them the listening ear or advice or whatever they need from us.
Nice that there's more ways to get in touch now, because I imagine making a phone call is always difficult for anyone of my generation and younger. Anyway, we're on the subject.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, using a telephone might not be that private, an opportunity for that private phone call. There might be children, other siblings in the house, parents or carers, or, you know, so actually sending an email or doing a one-to-one chat is maybe easier. So we wanted to make everything as easy as possible for young people to get in contact with us.
So why might, thinking of, you know, you said it's difficult over Christmas. I mean, a lot of us will appreciate that. But why is it more important than ever over Christmas period that you guys are available to be there for kids?
Well, sometimes children and young people, they might be suffering some sort of abuse or neglect, or something might be going on at home. And many young people are forced to be with, you know, in a situation with people for a longer period of time over Christmas. You know, there might be family members that are visiting them that they don't get on with. They might be other problems going on. They might be suffering from their mental health, you know, and this is, for some reason, it's heightened over Christmas. Mental health is our top concern. And so I know from a shift I did yesterday as a Childline counsellor. So all my contacts, sadly, were from young people that had been self-harming, which is really, really sad. But that is one of the top reasons, unfortunately, young people contact us, as well as, you know, they might have anxiety, they might have stress, low mood, depression, unfortunately, Christmas time of year can be really difficult for some children and young people.
I think it's almost that you kind of, the pressure to have a nice time over Christmas is always on the telly, and your friends are doing things over Christmas, and then it can be a difficult time to adjust if you're already struggling and things are happening at home.
Really difficult. You feel, and you know, children, young people, unfortunately, they're spending more and more time online. Young people, you know, social media, they might be seeing other friends having a really good time, you know, because social media portrays everyone having this amazing time, which is not often the case. But for some children, young people, when they're feeling down and low, you know, it could just make it really, really difficult. And they feel like they should be forced to be having this wonderful Christmas. And, you know, if it's not the case in their household, it can be a real struggle.
Too right. So but you're there for them all the time, 24 hours a day over the festive period. I hear that we are privy to some new data coming out. You're going to have to get some slides ready and do the whole next slide, please, Gag, for us.
No, we do. We do have some recent sort of figures on number of Childline contacts that have been delivered. So from April to October this year, we actually delivered 3,845 counselling sessions where a child maybe have talked about a difficulty accessing mental health services. So this is young people saying, they're coming forward saying that they have these problems and they needed support and they're not able to get it.
That's a staggering number.
It is. And this is more than double the number of counselling sessions during the same period last year. Childline, we delivered over 40,000 counselling sessions about mental health and emotional health between April and October this year. Counselling sessions sadly peaked in August and September, where we had the highest records for those months. I talked to you about, you know, anxiety, stress, you know, low mood, depression are all concerns for young people. And last year, we delivered 6,000 counselling sessions during the Christmas period. So that's 6,000 contacts we had. So you can see why it's so important for you know, our volunteers are just so amazing, so important. You know, they have their, you know, Christmases, they have family, they have their own things going on, and, you know, they're giving up their time to be there for young people, because it is so important. You know, at Childline, we delivered over 400 counselling sessions about abuse over Christmas last year as well. So, you know, the figures are really high, and they are higher, sadly, at Christmas time.
It's shockingly high numbers, but in a way, it kind of highlights the accessibility of the service, and that you guys are doing great stuff to take all those calls and to deliver all those counselling sessions. So a massive thanks and well done to all the volunteers.
I would just say, I'm sorry, Stuart, I would just say, if any children and young people are listening and they are either trying to make a call, or they're accessing the one-to-one chat, or sending an email, it might take slightly longer to answer that call or answer the one-to-one chat, but do just, you know, stay on that line. We will answer your call, but, you know, obviously we just get quite a few more contacts over this next, well, over the Christmas period. So
absolutely, you'll get there.
Yeah.
And for anyone who's an adult with a child around, try to remember them at Christmas. That's the this what it's all about, right?
Absolutely.
Kids at Christmas.
All about the kids at Christmas. And I'd say as well, you know, for any adults as well that might have maybe a concern about a child, you know, maybe a next door neighbour, or just have any concerns whatsoever over the Christmas period about any child or young person, there is an adult helpline as well, which runs 24 hours a day. And that number is 0808 800 5000. And that's for adults to contact the NSPCC.
Excellent. So that's for advice, or to maybe report something, or to just ask you a question about something they've seen, or they're going through. So what's the number again for the adults?
So the number for the adult helpline is 0808 800 5000.
Marvellous. Excellent. And I'm just going to quote the line from a famous film. You can mess with a lot of things, but you can't mess with kids on Christmas. Home Alone. Love that film.
You love that film.
I do. I feel like I bring it up like every time we talk, actually.
Actually, I can get the DVD out. It's a must, isn't it? A must watch over Christmas.
Oh, every month. I feel like I watched it in August, I think. Just still got the micro machines all over the floor. You know, can't be too careful, can you? Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. The NSPCC are up to loads of great work, as always, and a huge thank you to all the volunteers that make it happen and are always there to answer the calls, particularly over Christmas. I hope you and all of them have a marvellous Christmas, and we'll get you on again in the new year.
In the new year. Thank you so much, Stuart, for having me, and happy Christmas to everybody. Yeah, thank you, Stuart.
See you soon.
See you soon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Christmas year.
Yeah, new Christmas year.
Phoenix 98 FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.